Any walk through the nearby forest tends to be relatively safe. It is a place where the creatures are by and large either avoidable or controllable. The path closes around. You see the eaves overhead blow in a breeze that must have come a very long way to make it this far into the forest. When you emerge from the soothing path into a wide green clearing, you pause to inspect the scenery. A large boulder is positioned off to one side. This entire area is carpeted in springy green moss, and there's a small brook running through the forest nearby. Its lapping sound adds to the calming atmosphere. Hey, where are you going, cutie? Atop the boulder, you see a short, voluptuous woman. She's 5 feet tall, no, even less, and she has light green skin. Her hourglass figure has slightly outsized hips and butt. Her breasts are massive for her size, and they bounce a little as she leaps down from the rock and strikes an alluring pose. One hand is running through vibrant purple hair, spiked and outlandish. The other hand is alluringly flat against her slightly tilted hip. She's wearing only leather straps, and they cover nothing. The straps have little bands on them to hold various vials, potions, and chemical concoctions secured in place. Her pussy is openly visible, clean-shaven, dripping, juicy, with a protruding clit, all in a slightly lighter green color than the rest of her skin. She turns to the side, so you can see her bountiful, lightly muscled butt. Her breasts bounce with each movement, and you get the sense she's deliberately bouncing them to call attention. Dark green nipples are visibly aroused and pointed. Normally, a goblin would be out to breed, but this one doesn't seem to care about that just now, because she's not rushing you, she's not desperate, she's not proposing much of anything, just mincing toward you. The cute woman with the long purple hair, spiked out and wild. You notice her pointy dark green nipples are actually pierced. Goblins often have many piercings, but her cute green earlobes are untouched. She has no genital piercings, nothing on her belly button either. Just two simple ring piercings in her nipples, with short silver chains attached, and round silver balls at the end of those chains, one hanging from each nipple, moving when her breasts bounce. You were a little too focused on the flesh itself to notice the accessories, but they do suit her, and their solitary simplicity makes her a marked change from all the other goblins who inhabit this place, lusty women obsessed with breeding, obsessed with sex. She's a little more measured, calm, and clearly taking the measure of you. They are shiny, silver, glistening piercings, and they do draw your eyes back. In fact, her breasts are glistening as well, perhaps with sweat, perhaps moisture from something else. She's standing exactly in a patch of light that has filtered down through the trees above from the distant sky. This place is shaded. It has that mystic grove kind of look that you get in forests sometimes, and her purple hair throws back glistening light into your eyes as well. When the sparkle's clear, you notice the way the glare makes her nipple piercings really shine, seeming to glow from within. The silver offsets the purple and green of the rest of her, and provides a pure place to direct your eyes. Plus, her shapely breasts were already dragging your gaze in. On her short, slim frame, there are a few other places for your eyes to go, and the massive tits are eye-catching to begin with. She jiggles them when she sees you looking. In fact, when you look at her, she always responds with a wiggle of her best assets, turning, bending. Now and then one of her hands slips down as if she weren't even thinking about it, and brushes over her protruding clitoris, her wet, puffy vaginal lips. That always makes her eyes roll back and tongue loll out. She's rather composed for a goblin, but she still is lusty, wanton. Goblins sometimes are quite civilized. You don't know the history of these creatures, but one thing's for sure. They experience sexual pleasure so intensely that it drowns out all their other thoughts. They get hooked on how good it is. Any stimulation feels so good, they tend to give in to the chance for pleasure. Your eyes stray to the potions, the chemical concoctions on her straps. That clothing does nothing to conceal her sexy body, but it does hold dozens of those little vials. Some are pink and their contents are bubbling. Some are clear and thick. You keep inspecting and she keeps wiggling and showing off her breasts, her buttocks, the way her wet pussy drips trails of sexual fluid down her thighs in sweet arousal. She periodically lets her hands stray. Maybe she can't help it. Maybe she has to do something to take the edge off. But those hands slip down. This movement makes her arm brush against her large breasts, and the points of light that are her piercings dance in your vision. Every single time that she moans from deep in her throat, oh. After a particularly powerful session of sliding her hand down and nimbly masturbating, she pauses, her eyes focus on you once more. It's not like you mind. She's giving you a sexy show and a light show at the same time. But she remembers herself and speaks to you once more. Nice to meet you, hon. The goblin extends one slender green hand. It has a fingerless leather glove on. Your eyes are focused on those shiny piercings, dancing back and forth in the wake of her latest wiggle, in the wake of the movement and vibration caused by her extending her hand toward you. You aren't really thinking too much. You eventually manage to aim your own hand properly and extend your palm to grasp hers. She shakes a few times, but her other hand is crawling between her legs, touching her wet lips, pushing several fingers into her pliable pussy. You feel moisture on her glove. It might be forced dew from pushing the branches aside. You wipe your hand off on your comfortable clothing. Then she says something strange. You look cute, you know, but only one of you looks really happy. She keeps hold of your hand, taking hold of it once more after you withdrew to wipe it off. More of that moisture gets on your palm. Her palm is warm through the glove. Her fingers are dainty, and they brush the back of your hand. Then she tugs you forward with surprising strength. You feel as you slowly begin to tilt. You lower to your knees on the soft forest floor. This movement would bring you to the level where you could rest your chin on her head. You've had to look down all this time, but now you see her fine even if you look straight ahead. You see that her eyes are purple and match her hair. She keeps tugging your hands until you feel yourself falling even further forward. The sense of falling is liberating, but you still have leverage. You could get up if you wanted to, but in the back of your mind, something shimmering and tempting keeps you from resisting, because you aren't heading for her face. You're headed for her breasts. At first you thought she intended to kiss you, but now that strangely tender gesture has been replaced by a trajectory directly between her breasts into her cleavage. You see them glistening, her breasts in your vision. You feel yourself being pressed on either side then by her massive warm boobs keeping you up. And you continue to rub your face against her unthinkingly because the moisture between her breasts touches your face and you feel heat, warmth in your brain, a similar warmth moving up from your hand, the little silver ball piercings on her nipples, jangling on her chains. But moving away from her breasts too quickly would be such a shame, so you'll just have to picture those piercings in your mind. She smells of sex and musk, sure. The juices between her legs and how badly her pussy is yearning are undeniable facts. But she also smells of spices and soap, which, of course, goblins can make easily enough, and faintly of something chemical. The moisture between her breasts is definitely chemical, because it did feel so warm when you rubbed against it. She must oil her skin with something tingly. It wasn't on her fingers, it was just on her breasts. You pull away slowly when she rests a hand on your shoulder to push you back. Her touch feels shivery. Yes. Interesting. A good shivery feeling. Silvery, too, like the light that's coming off her piercings. It makes your eyes hazy and your mind follow suit, first gradually, then all at once, slipping away. Everything's become a little blurry, honestly. It's difficult to focus your lazy eyes, but it feels good to let them go hazy and unfocused, so you do the latter. The moisture on your face glistens and feels hot, a heat that invades your brain. It feels right to just give in, stare at the light, at the heat. Her breasts must make those silvery piercings very warm. You just felt how warm her breasts are, after all. And you're still on your knees. You remember she said something peculiar. You try to recall what it was, but she says it again. Yeah, both of you look sexy, but only one of you is having a great time. Look. She holds up her breasts, her little light green-skinned hands with long, thin fingers, hoisting them, and then releasing them so they bounce blatantly. The nipples are dark green and so pointed. You see the little piercings, the silver chains, the silver orbs, bouncing likewise. On your knees, this close to her body, you smell spice and musk once again. The chemical on your cheek from rubbing between her breasts, the chemical she so conveniently had smeared between them, makes you feel more and more turned on. It started entering you the moment she touched your hand, but now it's invading you in a harsh, automatic, chemical way. Your body is responding, not just your mind. No matter how hot you think she is, your body's response now is an automatic mechanical arousal, a warmth and a deep breathing that invades from within, sending pleasure signals undeniably and inevitably and insistently to your waiting brain. Orbs on the end of those piercing chains. You see yourself reflected there, kneeling. You see yourself. At this angle, you see your entire body reflected from each of them. You know she's still speaking, but in the same way things you're looking at have a hazy, drippy, drifty, blurry quality, so too do words, seeming to arrive from very far away and very muffled. You feel your breathing grow deeper as you listen to her, though, even though you seem unable to consciously parse just what she's saying. Deeper, as more of her scent and the thought of her breasts and the sound of her smacking, dripping pussy as she pumps a few fingers in and out, all combine to create an intensely arousing accompaniment to the more mechanical arousal of the chemicals she has introduced into your system. The pleasure entering your mind. It all feels quite good. It's all a delightful atmosphere. You could easily lose yourself in it. Your body throbs with a primal heat. You hear the ringing of the little orbs at the end of those piercing chains. You feel great, but you're also sure she is still talking to you. None of the words make their way into your conscious mind, but her giggly, eager voice teases its way through now and then. Her little form is cute, voluptuous, curvy. She'd be drawing you in even without assistance. After all, her little form is cute, voluptuous, curvy. The woman in front of you just oozes sex. She's wet and hot. The look on her face, the grin, the chemicals she's smeared between her breasts, it must be making her feel as good as you, based on the way she just keeps stimulating herself. You're getting physically turned on. Every sign of horny arousal is happening, all at once, running through you, including the way you're sweating with heat and the way her body is starting to look more and more delectable by the second. And it was already pretty good. She removes her fingers from her pussy and you see a sticky strand of aroused juices still clinging to them. You see how they glisten as she rubs her own juice-soaked fingers up her stomach and between her breasts to mingle with the fluid that was already there. She's massaging more of that lust-inducing chemical into her own skin, and it must feel amazing. You see the way her eyes roll back so you can see the whites. You smell spices. You lean forward, but she stops you with her dry hand resting on your shoulder, pushing you back so you can once more see both of her piercings, both of her massive breasts, taking up all your vision, and the reflection of yourself in those silver piercings. Heat invades your body in waves. You let a desperate sound escape as both of your hands move between your legs and you begin stimulating yourself desperately, clutching at your own skin with pleasured squeezing, kneading, rolling your hips toward your hands, letting her see your desperate need. She has resumed pistoning fingers in and out of her own sex, her pussy wet, making smacking sounds fill the clearing. It looks like she can't help it. She can't resist it. And that very chemical is now in you, shimmering piercings before your eyes, silvery and reflective. She's still talking, and she's moving her hips, canting them one way and the other, lustily engaging your attention. But your attention's primarily falling on her breasts, on those silvered piercings. You're aware she's telling your brain something as you kneel in front of her. You're aware a story is playing into your mind. She's telling you important things. Your vision becomes less blurry, more focused. Maybe the potion is wearing off. Or maybe it's just taking hold. She's sweated, horny, panting, eager. You know her voice sounds so heavy with horny need, just like yours would. And you can somehow tell this, even though you find it impossible to make your brain grasp the contents of her words. She's sweated, horny, panting, eager. You know her voice sounds so heavy with horny need, just like yours would. You see two visions of yourself, one reflected in each of her piercings as they sway and jingle musically, playing the sight of you into your brain, light in your eyes. One of the reflections of you has a flat, neutral, blank expression. The other is smiling eagerly. The other one is grinning and leaning forward. You see the reflection of yourself taking a small bottle in hand and drinking the contents. You know she's describing that scene, even though you can't really hear the words. Then the smile on the face of that other version of you changes, becomes more slack, lazy, drifty, drowsy. Yes, one of those versions of you is much happier. This is simply true. You don't know how you know this, but it's definitely true. Then, at that moment, you see that her hand is holding out a small potion vial in your direction, that the movement of her arm made her breasts jiggle and those piercings jingle on the end of their chains. You look at it. One of her hands is still working her pussy. You see her thighs convulse, her back arches a bit, her pussy drools. She's holding out that bottle. The liquid inside is light pink, bubblegum pink potion, in a small vial. You have to choose, blank and sort of happy, or overwhelmingly horny and incredibly happy. The choice is obvious. You nod toward the nipple piercing that shows the happy version of you. She pushes the potion into your hand. You grasp it lightly, dazed. You have to stare at the light of her piercings, the imminent sexiness of her body. You're so turned on that thinking is irrelevant. You need to take the path to happy pleasure. Since you don't seem to be doing it, she reaches out and pulls the cork out of the potion. You smell a sweet, harsh spice from within. You hold the bottle to your lips. You drink, and it flows into you like water, like wine, like lust, like heat, like sex, like your entire world, dripping and focused between your legs. You feel some dribble out of your mouth, and you hastily lick your lips to capture the potion back in. Her voice is back, and it's even clearer. "Watch," she says. And you do watch. You watch her shiny nipple piercings. You can't see much else, but you can feel everything. Even the ground against your knees is an overwhelmingly sexual caress, an invasive pleasure. You'd shy away from it, but the air is turning you on, too. The sight of her is turning you on beyond reason. You tremble. You tremble for her, for this diminutive woman in front of you, with her potions, and her smile, and her dark green nipples, and her wet, dripping sex. She adds one word to your world, and it is enough to set you trembling, to make you so grateful, and that word is touch. And you do. The thing about goblin potions is they don't work with the body. These aren't natural pheromones. This isn't the honey from the bee women who live in the forest. This isn't the scent of a minotaur's musk. This is an insistent imposition, an outside force, a powerful liquid lust. You are being mechanically made to feel aroused, more turned on than before. To feel so turned on by her that gazing at her body makes you hot and makes you tingle, makes you feel like you're ascending toward climax just from staring at those massive breasts and those swinging piercings. You wish you could look at more of her, but your eyes are pinned to her green pointy nipples and the hanging silver piercing, the little balls that reflect two happy versions of you now. Both versions with hands between their legs. Your hands are no longer your own, they are hers. They belong to the potion and the white-hot rut and the tingling of this moment which invades your brain and sets you trembling. Your belly is making your mind blank and hot as the potion spreads. Your tongue hangs out. You feel hornier. So desperate, you need release. You pursue release, rubbing and touching, seeking pleasure, but you know she is still pouring words into your head. The way her piercings sway is a glorious, perfect, exceptional thing. They draw you in. You need to watch. They sway in silver light, and your mind is swayed away. And you weren't using your mind anyway. You have to use your body. She told you to touch yourself, and so you do. Your body's entering a rutting heat, a deep, floaty feeling. You feel floaty, out of yourself, forced to be horny, constantly horny, endlessly aroused, trickling down the back of your brain, running between your legs, the pleasure and heat. You don't even need any specific stimulus. You're already headed there. But then you get some anyway. The swaying piercings, the huge breasts right in front of your face. Perfect. The green nipples, the rhythmic squelch of her diving her fingers in and out of her own pussy, demonstrating that she's as turned on as you are. More so, because it's been touching her for longer. She smeared it between her breasts and invited you in. Remember. You remember. And now all of it conspires to combine with the chemical in your system and send you to spasming, tingling, sexy places. You're so incredibly hot. It's like your body is being pushed to do all the things it does when you're on the way to orgasm. The clenching of specific parts of your body, the blank yearning, the movement, constant masturbatory stimulation. It's like the moment before you orgasm, when stopping your hands is impossible. The moment, the point of no return, The orgasm that invades you, the moment when your brain is no longer entirely your own, but has now surrendered to a deep, primal urging. Something horny and deep, needy, complete. Your entire body, one big point of no return, and she's watching, and the silver piercings are swaying, and you begin to rock your hips against your own hands, in time to the swaying back and forth of her breasts, in obedience to a deep internal primal sense of what you need. The way her piercings sway, you follow that movement with your body. She is outside you, demanding your attention. The first aphrodisiac is marking your face, where you were pulled into her chest, where you feel and felt her against you. That feeling, the very thing that marked your face and painted you as ensnared in her intentions. The memory of her breasts against your face makes you even more turned on. You know she's been telling you things, pouring ideas into your head, but whatever she exposed you to is keeping you from fully understanding. You just get to enjoy. She's really putting a lot of effort in, you know that, because your mind feels altered. An altered state of thought. You see your happy self masturbating eagerly in the reflection of both of her piercings now. The blank-faced version of you who was less happy is gone now. Now there is only the two substances mixing in your system. The heat inside you comes from the potion you drank, mixed with the one you got on you when you touched her breasts. God, you can feel it. You can feel it inside of you, making you shiver, filling your mind. Every sexy thought, you'd love to move, to pin her to the ground, to bring pleasure to this lustful figure in front of you, but kneeling feels so correct, so right, so good. And so you stay. The submissive undercurrent is minimal, though. Mostly you just need to come. Correction, you're going to come. No matter what you do, you get that sense of tension. Something is building up inside you, a mix of what she's exposed you to. The first one made you horny and pliable, opened up your mind. But the second one has flooded you with primal need. You don't feel the way you would normally feel arousal. No, this is purer, more mechanical. You're on an inevitable path involving the structures within your body which spasm and pulse during orgasmic release. They're headed there. Even if you weren't stimulating your body, you'd be ascending toward orgasm. You feel tingling, sweated. You feel tension in your belly. You feel your legs tremble. Your thighs want to clench around your hand. Your body is oh so warm. Something is building inside you, and she is spurring it on. She begins swaying her hips more. You see afterimages when she moves. Everything seems so slow, but the waves of pleasure come so quick. You see this in the corner of your eye because the silvery light of her piercings is still throwing powerful desires into your mind. Yes, her piercings have begun to ring with the music of their clanging chains, to sing in your consciousness far louder than those little piercings could possibly be. As they move, you see them leaving images of themselves behind, swaying to and fro. The path of movement, you feel the song of her movements, her breasts, her wet pussy drops, dripping droplets, to the ground glistening, you stare, you hear her talking. Thanks for letting me test stuff out in you, cutie. I'm here a few days a week around this time, gotta keep my territory safe, so check in with me, okay? I can't go near the place you stay, wards and stuff, but you don't care about that. You're close, aren't you? You're close. She seems very happy about this. You hear her breathing quicken, her tongue hanging out. The idea you might get off is probably getting her off. She's putting four little fingers in and out of her pliable, dripping pussy. Her hips are rolling around in circles in the air, an alluring look. You watch her juices painting her inner thighs, dribbling down her legs. Throb. Pulse. Your entire body is humming with heat. And with need, you are being physically brought into a state of raw animalistic orgasm. But you can't even think of anything to do with your energy except... Then she kneels down, bringing the lower half of her face into view. bring her breasts closer. You forget your train of thought because they're all you can think of, but you keep stimulating, keep masturbating. You see how she's smiling, but it's a bit of a vacant smile. There's a trail of drool running out of the corner of her mouth. She's getting more eager. There's a blush in her cheeks, making them a darker green. She leans forward enough that her nipple, and its little jingling melodic piercing, is coming closer to your face. Then she gives you a simple instruction that is, oh, so very welcome. Kiss and come. You feel it in you. You're there, your eyes roll back, you pucker your lips, you smooch the image of yourself masturbating. The glowing light of her nipple piercing. You keep kissing past it, briefly sucking and licking her nipple. You taste a third chemical there, and that substance, which was probably also painted on the piercing you kissed, enters your system. Your whole body is tense and your mind is dripping from you. She says you can come, but this isn't about her. This is about the chemicals dripping into you. The first one you were exposed to made you hot and horny. The second one made you mindlessly self-pleasure, your brain open and pliable for her to speak to. You are so aware of how supple and smooth her flesh is, how pliable and warm and drippy her pussy looks, how she's drooling, she's breathing hard. She must have orgasmed a ton of times. She must have come so hard. To judge by the fluids dripping out of her, she's loving this. You see how her skin has grown a slightly darker green all over now, with flushed arousal. Your belly clenches. Your hands move ever faster. Your whole body shivers for her. Your mind goes hot. You're pursuing pleasure in a frantic rut. You need to orgasm. And then you do. You come hard, slumping forward. She moves, so your head rests against her belly, looking up at her breasts. You land and she lays down, lays you on her. You feel the sweat of her skin. You smell forest evergreens and exotic spices. You groan in pleasure and she runs her free, non-sticky hand over your scalp affectionately. You're a good test subject. That was hot stuff. Keep coming. And she rubs. Your scalp leans in, smooches your forehead with a grin. She leaves tingling lipstick in her wake, and it makes you even more aroused. She giggles openly. Then she slowly moves aside. She puts a little empty leather satchel under your head, and you lay down on it like a pillow. This takes those swinging silvery piercings out of sight, though. Still, your body's too caught up in stimulation. You can't stop masturbation. You try, but your hands are stuck in the motions. Your mind insists you need it somehow, mechanically, automatically, irresistibly. No, masturbation is the most important. Coming is the most important. You're rutting and you can't help it. You feel so good. Pleasing yourself is most important. She pats the little satchel she put under your head. If you see any forest plants, gather 'em up for me, and I'll tell you all about 'em, if you drink what I make. Plus, when I need to get off, you can help. I'm not always this relaxed, and, you probably won't do any harm, right? Not that I care when I get horny. She giggles as she walks away. Then her footsteps pause. Your body still feels so good. Your hands can't stop. Sparks, white-hot need, you groan and contort and let desperate sounds escape you. Oh, right, she says. She comes back into view. You see the silvery swinging piercings stealing your mind again. They must have been anchored to the good feelings in your brain, because a pulse of pleasure overtakes you and you hear music again. Music trapped in silvery light coming off of them. The reflection of your lurid, lusty self and her desperate, horny concoctions. She's holding a bottle again. This one has clear liquid in it. She leans down and pours a little over your lips. It is tasteless, scentless. Water? No, something else. You feel your eyes closing so heavily, even though this takes those piercings out of sight. Then your hands relax. Your arms relax. The tension subsides. A lovely warm feeling in its own right. She brushes her hand over your scalp a few more times. You smell spices and pine and sex as your body is anesthetized into useless, relaxy pleasure, very different from the insistent need to come. You feel yourself decompress, a ball of pleasure. Your muscles only speak of your pleasure. Your mind is only open to relaxation. If you tried to do anything with your muscles, they wouldn't respond for a little while. You'd just relax. All voluntary movement of your limbs, at least, is far too difficult when you feel this good. The last words that reach your ears before post-climax languor descends and your belly untenses and you drift off to sleep, the final words she says before she meanders away are, "Come back for more sometime, okay, hun?"